Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to Focus Beyond. This is Dr. Melissa Bonds of JMJ Consulting. Welcome to my first-time guest. I say welcome to you. Welcome to my returning guest. Thanks for tuning in once again. Today, we're going to be spending some time discussing visualizing your goals. I just want to remind you, as we stream live today, be sure to call in to 213-943-3432 to let me know what you're thinking or to ask any questions. I would love to hear from you. So, as I mentioned earlier, we will be discussing today visualizing your goal. So, have you ever at any time When you want to achieve something really, really badly, have you ever tried closing your eyes and imagining yourself there? You touch it, you feel it, you can really see it clearly, every detail in your mind's eye, right? So this is powerful and an important technique for motivating yourself and building your self-confidence, and it gives you what you need to achieve your goal. Yet, when you open your eyes, the vivid image starts to fade, and it can take real concentration to recreate this visualization every single time so that you can have your inspiration. Well, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines visualization as the formation of mental images. It's the act or process of interpreting in visual terms or putting something in a visual form. So many of us have heard of the book Chicken Soup for Your Soul. Well, the author Jack Canfield says visualizing your goals and desires accomplishes four very important things. When you visualize your goal, one of the first things he says is that it activates your creative subconscious, which will start generating creative ideas to help you achieve your goal. It activates your subconscious. It really helps you to focus on what you want to do and how you get helps you to create some ideas and things to help you remain focused. It also programs your brain to more readily perceive and recognize the resources you'll need to achieve your dream. So it may help you to think about, okay, I can make this connection with this person, or I may be able to reach out to this person. It also, the third thing is, it activates the law of attraction, which is really critical because it draws you into a place where you are connected to people, resources, circumstances that you need specifically to achieve your goal, which is very critical. It builds your internal motivation. It will cause you to internally motivate. And it'll help you to take the necessary actions to achieve your dream. So here are the things again. One, it activates your creative subconscious. It programs your brain. It activates the law of attraction. It builds your internal motivation. And with internal motivation, you'll want to take those necessary steps. Now, don't forget, if you have any questions, be sure to call in at 213-943-3432. So let's talk a little bit about what you need to help you visualize your goal. So first, I want you to find a picture that reflects your goal. This is a powerful technique to help you create a photograph or a picture of yourself with your goal. As you already see it, if you can see it already, you are able to push yourself that much further. Some people call this vision boarding, so you may have already had something like this. Your goals is to get a new car. One of the things I encourage you to do is go visit a car dealership. Wherever you're choosing to buy this car or whatever type of car you're choosing, get someone to take a picture of yourself, take a picture of you in that car. If you want to visit the Virgin Islands, find a picture or poster of one of the beaches or a landmark in the Virgin Islands and cut it out. Take a picture, cut it out and put a picture of yourself in it. So visualizing it, have a picture of it. Second, create a visual picture and find a positive statement for each goal. So find or create a picture for every aspect of your goal. Create a visual representation of every goal. If you have a financial goal or a career-minded goal or a new skill or ability, maybe it's a goal on recreation or something you want to purchase and so on. Gives you a vivid image that you can refer to when you need a little bit of motivation or a reminder of what's working. So for one of the things I want you to remember is for you to succeed, one must visualize getting that success. You have to see yourself there. You have to see yourself achieving your goal. You have to push yourself to see that next step or see yourself in that place of there, whatever your there is. I want to remind you also that it's important that you remove the negative thoughts, negative thinking about anything, whether it's losing weight or whether it's getting your car, a new car, or whatever it is. You may not see yourself there right now, but you don't want to start thinking negatively. Anything negative will end up being a distraction. Attaining your goal won't be easy, and you're going to have to work really hard at it. So it's very important that you surround yourself with people who are trying to achieve something, and then create some positive statements for yourself. I want you to replace your negative thinking with a positive statement and repeat that statement every day. These statements will serve as a constant reminder and a representation of your goal. And so it intensifies the effects of the visualization because it activates your subconscious mind to think about, okay, I can do this. It's like the little engine that could, the little train that could. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. If you're writing statements saying, I think I can, you definitely will. If you have the willpower and the commitment to apply what I've shared with you, you'll be on your way to influencing others, discovering your life's purpose, and finding fulfillment through your life's mission. Listen, I would love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. We only have about 4 minutes left. Go ahead and call in to area code 213-943-3432. So as I step out, I want to remind you that the negative thoughts are really what cripples you from moving to the next step. I really need you to find some positive statements. One, if you focus on those positive things, those things will remind you, it'll give you the willpower when you're struggling to move to the next level. Go ahead and find that statement. Go Google things like positive things to remind me of toward my success, or just positive statements. Do that for yourself. That's your encouragement. I want you to, if you have any questions, I'd love for you to send me an email at jmjconsulting2@gmail.com, or you can like my Facebook page at JMJ Consulting. Next time, we'll focus on visualizing your goal again, because visualization is key. And in this short 15 minutes, I can't give you all of the tips you'll need to visualize your goal. So we'll talk more about it next week. Remember, if you're committed, if you have the willpower and commitment to apply what I've shared with you, you'll be well on your way to influencing others. You'll be able to discover your life's purpose and find fulfillment through your life mission. Therefore, you'll be focusing beyond. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'll see you next Saturday when we talk more about visualizing your goals. Have a great evening. Be sure to join Dr. Melissa Mons at Focus Beyond and Blog Talk Radio on Saturday, January 16th, 2016 at 10 p.m. You can also follow her on Facebook and Twitter at JMJ Consulting.